On the Lot with Ward, a weekly presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton and the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Ooh, and we like being on the lot with Ward. It's 941. Some clouds rolling in here, 65 degrees. A good day to get out and shop around on the lot out at Vision Ford. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Bill. It's a nice sunny morning. We'll see where it's going from here, though, right?
Yeah, and they're talking things later on, but we won't even worry about that.
No time for that.
Something that always amazes me about you is the ideas you come up with and the things you come up with. Because when you say Vision Ford, it's appropriate because you definitely have a vision. You've got something brand new going on out there that has been in the works for a while. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so we've got a great team. Everybody's trying to think forward to think like our customers. And where we've gone with that is this mobile service concept. And it's just very elementary. When you order a pizza, you like it delivered to your house.
Right.
When you call the plumber, you don't bring your house to the plumber, right? The plumber comes to you.
True.
And we're drawing just on the simplicity of ownership again. We just constantly focus on that. So we have a true mobile service vehicle that's equipped to come out to your house to do basic diagnosis of issues with your vehicle, oil change, battery replacement, all the filters in your vehicle. It's amazing how many filters are in your vehicle. You know, it's just, again, we want to come to you. And to be clear, we aren't charging for this service. You pay for whatever you want done, just like you would anywhere else, but we're going to come to you for free. There's no surcharge. There's no upcharge. It's just there to make your life easier.
So when you say you'll come to us, that means our home, our businesses, wherever we're at, if we need service work done on our car, You're gonna bring it right to us.
Absolutely. If you're in the agricultural world and you've got a small fleet of vehicles, 3-4 vehicles on the farm, that you've got a rainy day like possibly this afternoon and you just want to get some maintenance done.
Good thinking.
We'll come out there and we'll do them right there, you know, on your location. Whatever you need done, we'll just figure out how to make it work. We're very environmentally friendly. We extract the oil out of the vehicle versus drop it all out of the bottom. Mm-hmm. So again, environmentally, we're really trying to be aware of that and conscious to not have any spills or any other things happen. So it's a great, great system.
Well, and it's easy to get going. It's a couple clicks on your phone or your computer, and you're there.
Absolutely. You can just go to drivewithvision.com, and we keep it easy and simple as always. Make your appointment right online. If not, the phone number is on there for you to call in and just talk to somebody if that's the way you'd like to do it also.
So one thing that keeps coming up now, and I notice I'm seeing it more and more, recalls. How are you? Does this apply? You know, I'm sure there's you know, limitations, but does this apply to recalls too?
Great question. I appreciate you asking that. So we can handle at least 70% of the recalls out there for the Ford and Lincoln lines. So, yeah, please keep that in mind. If we're coming out to do an oil change, we're going to try and check to see what you need anyway.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't know. I mean, unfortunately, they come out fast and furious. A lot of them are very simple to do, just visual inspections or do an update in software. So, yeah, we can come out and handle almost all those for you. If not, we'll arrange with you for free pickup and delivery to bring it back to the dealership and do whatever else needs to be done. So we don't charge for that either. If it's beyond our mobile service capability, we will literally pick it up and bring it back for you.
So how convenient is this? And we've been talking about, you know, time budgets and everything else, wedge scheduling, all this stuff that we have to get into, because time for most of us is pretty short. So when thinking about an oil change, it's like, oh, geez, I got to go to the dealership. Then I got to go back, pick it up, bring it back.
Yeah.
You've totally taken that out of the picture.
It's out. And just as a reminder, we're more than happy to work on all makes, all models. So it's just not the Ford and Lincoln products. If you have a General Motors product, Toyota, Subaru, Hyundai, Nissan, whatever you have, we would love the opportunity to work with you and get that taken care of also.
Are there other dealerships doing this, Ward, or is it just you?
You know, it's growing out there. There's nothing close by. I know that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's trying to figure it out. It's trying to figure out what the consumer needs, what they want. A lot of technology has to go into it. So when we come out, we will give you a full inspection too. So we're not just going to drop the oil out and fill it back up, so to speak. we'll give it a safety inspection and electronically just text that over to you. And then we'll also text you, we just call it text to pay, so we can send you a link. So in theory, you never need to see us or talk to us. So again, from an employee standpoint, you're not going to rock the cradle at home. And employers, we're not taking away from your productivity of your employees. If anything, we're trying to add to it. It's just one less thing for everybody to have to worry about. Cars are they're time consuming today, and they require a fair amount of maintenance and attention. So we're very cognitive of that, and we're trying to change that for all of our owners.
Taking the crunch out of our time crunch. I love that word. You are on the lot with Ward Cater here on this Thursday edition. We talk with Ward every Tuesday and every Thursday. I know you well enough to know that you never do anything without a game plan. Where do you see mobile service going with Vision Ford? I mean, how are you going to grow this thing, Ward?
Yeah, you will. One, we've already added additional team member. We're trying to get our ability and capacity to do more things out in the field. We don't want to limit it to the maintenance and minimal things. We certainly aren't going to replace the engine out in your front driveway or something.
Sure, yeah.
But it's a matter of speeding it up. We want to expedite the process in itself. We certainly want to continue to make any tiny little change we can to make it easier. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that I'm constantly saying at the dealership is we have to make it faster. We have to make it easier, yet still, from a customer perspective, offer that quality that they need and want.
And again, repeating this, there's no charge for the service. You're paying for, if you need an oil change, you'll pay for that.
Yeah.
If you need filters, you'll pay for that. But you're going to go out there, you're going to take care of it, and all free.
We're going to show up for free and take care of it. Again, we're not upcharging on the service itself. There's no games. Everything is straightforward. So, again, I appreciate that. You can go to drivewithvision.com, make your appointment, all makes, all models. You just pay for what you want done.
Mm-hmm.
We value your time and service. We certainly need your business. And just being aware of that has made some adjustments within our business, too, of clarity of what we need to do. We just need to constantly focus on what people need, and most of that is time today.
Yeah.
None of us have time, whether we're retired, whether we're in school. It doesn't matter if you're a family or a single person. There's just not enough time. And if you get an extra moment, quite honestly, last place you probably want to hang out is a dealership service department. So we are addressing that very aggressively.
I don't know. You got a pretty nice service department out there, too, Ward.
So yeah, I appreciate that.
It's kind of a win-win. How long, and I've asked you this before, when did you first start thinking about this, or when did you first hatch this idea?
You know, it's been a long time. It's honestly been years, but until somewhat recently, to pull all the technology together. So we try and, if we're working with the business and they have their fleet indoors, we were very cognitive of the fact that we need to have most of our equipment run off a battery because we don't want our vehicle idling inside your shop. So a lot of what we have, everything from compressors to vacuums to just all the tools we need to lift your vehicle up, are all pneumatic or battery. So with that in mind, there were some limitations for quite a while. But we found our way through it. Mason, the guy that runs everything for us, has done a great job capitalizing in every square inch in our little vehicle. So it's a very efficient process. But yeah, we want to be aware of where we're working, what kind of vehicles we're working on, and what work needs to be done. And it took a while to figure that out.
Well, you talk about enthusiasm when he's been in here before and he just starts talking about it. He's so excited about all this, too. So it's great to see somebody that passionate about
it. Very enthusiastic. Great, great gentleman. Has really done a nice job leading us through this process and getting it going. You know, half the battle in life is just getting started and going. And so we're off and running. It's going very well.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, if people have questions, and that's one thing I want to ask you, too. It's like, well, I've got questions about my vehicle, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, you say, really, if you don't want to, you don't have to deal with us at all. What if people do have questions and your mobile service comes to our home, our business, and, you know, what happens then?
Yeah, absolutely. So they're very willing to do whatever they can for you. We want to answer any questions. So Mason that's coming out he actually came out of our main shop.
Okay.
So he's a full technician. He's training another gentleman right now. So he's experienced. He knows how to fix vehicles. He knows how to diagnose them. We don't want to overdiagnose out in the field, but we can certainly give you an indication of where we think you need to go or what you need to do. In order to do a lot of checks today, it does require additional equipment, but we're bringing more and more of that out in the field because that's something we would really like to do is come out and get that initial diagnosis done in case we need to order parts. Today, sure. No matter what we have, it's never the right part, to be honest. So that is a direction that we really are trying to explore and expand on. If we can come out and figure out what that light means, right? We all have that little
light. Have that light, yeah.
Beautiful Christmas light glowing in your dash to remind you every day. If we can come out and figure out what that is, maybe not the solution, but what the problem is, we can get a lot done. So when you do show up, we're ready for action and not make you go back and forth two or three times. So we're actually very excited. Bill, you let the cat out of the bag there. That's the direction we're going. Yeah. And it's actually, in our world, very exciting to have that ability.
And again, just a couple of clicks will take care of it to get signed up for this. Free service, folks. And again, just go to your website.
Absolutely. And Bill, if anybody has anything that they would like to see us do, maybe they can email into the station and give us suggestions. We're willing to do whatever we can to meet your needs. So please reach out to us or
yes,
to
please
the station.
Do. Studio@kbmwnews.com. Glad you brought that up. If you have any questions for Ward, Kate, or anything what we're talking about, mobile service EVs,
yeah.
We can get the questions answered because you are all about educating us, and you're doing just that.
Love to. I enjoy coming out and helping people and sharing what we know. So all kinds of exciting things in the EV world, and we'll continue to talk through that really over the months to come. It's a never-ending story, and little changes, little updates that come up. It's actually a pretty exciting world.
So next Tuesday, are you going to keep us in suspense?
Yeah.
All right.
I think we'll dive back into some EV things because there's no shortage of information there, and expand a little bit on the different types of EVs we have. There's 100%, and then we go backwards 4 or 5 levels. So we'll stay in touch and address that.
Have a great weekend, my friend. We'll talk next Tuesday.
Thank you, Bill.
You have been on the lot with Ward, a weekly presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton. On the lot with Ward, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:40 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Jamie Dickerman with the market update. Well, we're looking at a mostly negative market now. Only positive spot here is soybeans. We saw wheat fall during the overnight trade today. Basically, that is due to weather. Rainfall now expected in several growing areas globally. Storms expected to roll through the U.S. Southern Plains this weekend. Parts of the Northern Plains where spring wheat is being planted also going to see some rain and precip falling in parts of Western Australia, all helping the crop there. So we saw that, but now we're seeing negative numbers in the corn, but soybeans still in the green here at this moment. Looking at the numbers now, July, we're down 1.5 in corn, 453.75. December is down 3, 475.75. Soybeans, July, we're up 3.5, 1217.5. And November up 2 at 1190.